A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on the Larry in Salford, Manchester. Join the audio describe performance and touch tour of the Blue Man Group's Blue Volution World Tour, which took place on Sunday, the 6th of October, 2024. A very warm welcome to A View on Access, your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The Blue Man Group is an extremely visual experience, but it's usually not made accessible at many venues it visits, so it's brilliant that the Larry in Manchester considered it important enough to grant an audio describe performance and touch tour, which was indeed a glorious affair. The touch tour at 12:30 p.m. began with everyone taking part gathering in the foyer, around 10 in all, and were met by audio describer Caroline Byrne for Talking Theatre, Access Ambassador Michael Allen, and members of the front of house team, who all gave a very warm welcome. We were led onto the stage and given a detailed overview by describer Caroline and stage manager Radiant, setting the scene that included information on important elements that made up the show, from lighting to video and tech screens, and the fact those blind couldn't touch the blue men's heads because of the wet acrylic paint applied to their faces, and then took us on a tour of the stage and some of the visual set pieces and props featured in the show, with the opportunity to touch and feel certain elements and the ability to ask questions along the way. There was an opportunity to play the clear rounded see-through drums that the blue men use at the end of the show. Harry, a boy who was on the tour with an interest in drumming, had a go and was given the luminous drumsticks to take home with him. The touch tour lasted for around 30 minutes and was an insightful experience, painting a clear picture of every aspect of the show, and was beneficial for all taking part. It's also the only touch tour to have happened as part of the Blue Man's Group tour, which demonstrates the Larry's commitment to accessibility, seeing the importance of one for something so visual. The audio description, which is available through the Sennheiser headsets available from a desk in the foyer opposite the box office, was clear, detailed and informative, starting with an introduction that set the scene and gave lots of relevant info, and then throughout the show from Caroline, which was virtually non-stop, illustrating all the fun and crazy antics unfolding on stage and in the auditorium, including lots of drumming with paint being poured into drums and erupting out of the centre like lava in a volcano, in different colours. Paintballs in different colours like gumballs and white marshmallows being thrown through the air and caught in a blue man's mouth. The rock star, who was a new addition to the show, playing drums on a higher balcony, wearing a black jumpsuit with luminous yellow stripes, and lots of interaction and participation with the blue men going into the auditorium and audience members being brought on stage, and a lot of it being shown on screen, filmed by camera operators, together with lots of colourful lighting displays. Caroline did a fabulous job at bringing all the drama to life in audio form for everyone with a sight loss. The promotional material for the show states, "Blending art, invention and mind-bending curiosity, Blue Man Group is a euphoric celebration of human connection. On the New World Tour, you're introduced to the musician, who is the rock star. This new character will be joining the Blue Men on their journey as she showcases her drumming and percussion skills throughout the show. As part of the tour, they will visit the Bristol Beacon from the 16th to the 20th of October. For more information on the Blue Man Group, you can visit bluemangroup.com. The Larry is a wonderful entertainment venue to visit in Salford Quays in Manchester, round the corner from Media City and opposite the shopping mall, with good tram and bus transport links to the city of Manchester, offering a wide range of shows to suit all tastes throughout the year. The venue is big and spacious and very easy to get around and accessible, with bar, cafe and shop, plus plenty of places to sit down and accessible toilets. The box office is on your left as you enter the building. The Larry are very committed to access and have a well-trained front of house team and access host who will help and assist in any way they can, whether it be guide you to where you need to go, look after a guide dog, or bring refreshments to your seats. So if you need anything, or have a question, or wish to feedback, always talk to a member of the team. They also make lots of the great shows and entertainment at the Larry accessible for those visually impaired, with a whole host of audio described performances and touch tours. Some of those coming up are Run Bears Throwing Dance Company present Peaky Blinders, The Redemption of Thomas Shelby. This is on Thursday, the 24th of October at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. It lasts for 2 hours and 10 minutes, including a 20-minute interval, and is suitable for 15 plus. Here You Come Again, the new Dolly Parton musical prior to its run in the West End, is audio described at the Lowry twice, on Thursday the 31st of October at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. with touch tours at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. and is suitable for ages 11 plus. Both are audio described by Caroline Byrne. Opera North Ruddigore is on the 14th of November at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. This runs for 2 hours and 45 minutes, including an interval. The Fabulous Wonder Boy by Sally Cookson and Munster Calls is on Friday the 15th of November at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. and is 90 minutes without an interval. It's a heartwarming story about the power of communication. It's audio described by Caroline Byrne. Opera North are back on Saturday the 16th of November with a Magic Flute. This is on at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. and runs for 2 hours and 45 minutes, including an interval. Matthew Bourne's Spectacular Swan Lake, The Next Generation is on Saturday the 23rd of November at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 1 p.m. and lasts for 2 hours and 25 minutes, including an interval. And finally, one of my favourite musicals ends its current tour in Salford, Come From Away. You can find a few features on this on my View and Access podcast. It runs for a month from the 3rd of December 2024 till the 5th of January 2025 and is audio described on Sunday the 15th of December at 2:30 p.m. and Thursday the 2nd of January at 8 p.m. Touch tours are 1 hour before performances and the show lasts for 1 hour and 40 minutes without an interval. And if you've not seen before, and even if you have, get your tickets now as it's simply not to be missed. To book accessible performances, please email access@thelowry.com or you can call 0161 876 2183. There is a wealth of access information on their website, including information on their access scheme, which you can find by visiting thelowry.com, clicking on Visit Us and selecting Access. Michael Allen, who is the Access Ambassador at the Lowry, is visually impaired himself and runs Manchester Accessible Theatre and the Arts, that not only helps those with disabilities experience theatre and the arts, but liaises with providers to improve access in Greater Manchester. For more information, you can call, text or WhatsApp Michael on 07424 795132, or you can email info@accessforall.co.uk, and that's the number 4 in Access for All. Or you can visit the website, which is www.accessforall.co.uk. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. For cinema, accessible screenings, uk.co.uk. And for information about audio description, you can visit audiodescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.